USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States set a new record Friday with more people hospitalized for COVID-19 than at any other time during the pandemic. More than 68,000 Americans are currently hospitalized, with states in the Midwest and West taking the biggest hits. A record number of new cases were reported Friday as well, with more than 177,000 new cases reported. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum issued an executive order Friday night to mandate mask wearing and limiting the size of gatherings in his state. That makes North Dakota the 35th state to issue a mask wearing mandate. Europe is also struggling with a surge in COVID cases, with more countries introducing restrictions to try to contain the virus. Austria will clamp down on the partial lockdown that the country is already in, closing schools and non-essential stores this coming Tuesday. Chancellor Sebastian Kurz is encouraging his country to meet no one for the next 4 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There are renewed signs that shoppers are beginning to load up their pantries as cases of COVID-19 continue to soar. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Consumers are beginning to stockpile their provisions amid fears of another shutdown. I spoke to industry expert Colin Stewart of the National Sales and Marketing Agency at Costa, who tells us the grocery supply chain is better equipped now if there is another shutdown.
The biggest challenge with the supply chain is the fluctuations that are happening. The supply chain in this industry was really built to be more of a just-in-time type of a supply chain, and when we have these big spikes in demand. Yeah, I think that's one of the biggest challenges, is just suppliers have a hard time reacting quickly to some of the big fluctuations that we're seeing.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Dustin Johnson holds a solid 4-stroke lead after 3 rounds at the Masters, shooting a 65 on Saturday. 3 players are tied right behind him in second at 12 under. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
President Trump has unveiled an executive order aimed at some of China's biggest companies. Kenneth Burns has more details from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
The Trump administration dropped an executive order on Thursday that prohibits American investments in Chinese companies that are owned or controlled by the Chinese military. The order, first reported by Reuters, could impact some of China's biggest companies, including China Telecom, China Mobile, and Hikvision, a surveillance equipment maker. Isaac Stonefish, senior fellow at the Asia Society Center on U.S.-China Relations, told CBS News that this move raises the stakes on U.S.-China relations.
This is a warning not just for investors in these particular companies, some of which are private, but to investors in other military-linked companies, other companies that are Chinese and doing things that the U.S. deems sensitive, and saying, hey, you should probably think twice before you invest in, say, this state-owned enterprise or that state-owned enterprise.
The order will go into effect January 11. Transactions made to divest ownership into companies will be permitted until November of next year. From the East Coast Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
In early action Saturday on the college gridiron, number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 21 Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina, and number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.